Yo, yo, yo!
Baby!
What's good?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody! Welcome, welcome to another episode.
We're back as usual.
Yes, we're black and back and proud and we missed
and loud.
Y'all. We missed y'all, guys. It's been a long, long time.
Cut the story short. She likes to get into these ones.
I know. I'm not gonna get into it, like, you know. But yeah, it's been a long time. We've missed you, but welcome. Welcome to OTP, people. But yes, guys, to the newcomers as well, welcome. You know, we know our usual fans have been waiting, but to you who are just joining us, please do make sure that you follow us on our social media.
Yeah.
That is at Awesome Thoughts Podcast.
Yeah.
Don't start. Do not start. I'm trying to be serious now. That's okay. Awesome Thoughts Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, but yeah, we're not so active on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And then we do have a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Relationship Talks with Awesome Thoughts Podcast. Yes. If you go back, you understand that Facebook group is always a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like a tongue twister for the guys.
But I took it slow. You know what I'm saying? But the group is all about, you know, sharing advice and sharing thoughts and opinions. But
it's pretty interesting. The things that
it is. It's pretty interesting. We actually share a lot of insight and everybody
shout out to one of the active members, Cowden Cross.
You are the best, son.
We also got Stacy.
We got Tracy, not Stacy. Oh my gosh. You see, she's gonna come for you. She will come for you. Do not try her. But yes, those two are, you know, the most
phenomenal,
most active. Yeah. You know, but obviously people will chime in when they've got something to say.
Yes, what I
like about the group though is that we don't do a thing called giving advice as if we are the masters of relationship.
No one is a master of everything, guys. We are just telling you what we are going through, what we are experiencing, and how we solve it, how we deal with it.
And
you have your own way that you deal with things. Let's share. Don't be selfish, because the more we share, you know, the more we learn, you know what I'm saying?
Insights, we get views from people, you know.
It might not be exactly the same thing, but you have an idea.
Yes.
You know, there's something called a framework or basics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we just like to share the basics. I know you people are unique. Some people go overboard, some underboard, some are in the middle somewhere.
Yes.
So, but we all have a common goal, which is having a healthy relationship, whether it can be friendship, it can be relationship wise, you know, romantic wise, work related, but it's still a relationship that you can also
even
learn
with
one
your
of
parents,
the
your family.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's situations like that. But in my point when I say that is because there's this thing people like to do where they give out general advice. They think that if I tell you that, okay, we're supposed to go 50-50 on the first date, now you're like, if he doesn't pay, or if she doesn't offer to pay, or if she does this, or if he does this, then it's not
but
the
why,
one.
Why go 50-50 on a date? The one who brought up the idea of a date must be the one paying for the date. I mean, it was your
words
idea.
By 50 cents.
Exactly. Five bobu shiro over 50. Five bobu said it. He said, the one whose idea was
to go on the date
must pay for
must
the date.
Be the one who pays. Yes, but in that sense though, like, who am I to come and tell you what to expect in your relationship because it works for me, or that's how,
you know,
I see it.
Exactly.
You know, because
as they say, what floats your boat might sink mine. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly. I always be saying to each his own, their own. You know, however the phrase goes, because we all are different.
Yeah.
We all
unique.
Have different.
Let's put it in the proper way. It's unique because if it's different, it's as if, you know, we are all the same but unique.
There's similarities. That's the only thing, but we can't be on like
it's special
100%.
Features. You know, it's like if you look at a BMW 330i,
yes,
and the 330ci. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
That's ci
exactly.
Is the difference over there. So it just bothers me. It confuses me sometimes, because there was even this video, I never saw it, I just heard them talk about it, where mm-hmm. this guy was giving out this type of advice that, you know, if like you were to take a girl out and then she cancels, mm-hmm. you know, the next time you go out, she has to be the one to pay. But you don't really know why exactly she canceled. You know what I'm saying? Ati, you shouldn't allow them, you know, don't enable them.
Listen, here's the thing. When you have an appointment with someone, you will always confirm, right?
Yes.
Maybe a day before, 2 hours before, the first early mornings, if it's a date at 10, obviously when you woke up at 8, it's like, hello, you know, are we exactly. still on? So that we know, you know, so
but
that you don't hit me by surprise.
There's a last minute emergency, you know what I mean? Exactly, but that's the problem with this dude, is that he doesn't understand that. Which anything can happen last minute.
That
I could have said, yes, I'm coming
through. I could blame dude. Mm. I could blame dude. But as a dude, I would stick with dude and I would take the heat for it. You know why? Because there's two things involved.
Okay.
All right? You are counseling because it's really an emergency, which I cannot change an emergency.
Yeah.
Or you are counseling because someone who you prefer to me called you the last minute and say, hey, what you doing? You know, it's always like this thing whereby there is that one person who wants you and you want somebody else.
Yes, yes.
And the person who wants you will go all the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To have your time. Mm. Whereas the one you want but doesn't want you can call you at 5 minutes to 2 and tell you, I want to see you at 2, and you still make it.
Okay.
Then the one who wants you, you know that you can always reschedule for another day because they are always available. So as a dude, I understand his point. Maybe the wording, because it's the same as saying men must do this.
Yes, yes, yes.
The must part
exactly
kills the whole vibe, because then now you just...
You were coming up right and then you went...
We get your point to say, okay, if she cancelled you for something not serious or for another dude which she likes more than you, then don't even need to go for a second date, dude.
But how... Here's the thing. How do you know...
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that's why I'm saying it's a very thin line, because we will never know, because women lie, men lie.
I know ladies first, but damn.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that. It's like that. So it's one of the things as a person you will never understand. It happens even to girls, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because maybe the guy you're crushing on hard, you know, has somebody, you know, plans for somebody. They even lit up some candles and roses. Then the person cancels the last minute. Yeah, but they're like, damn, I cannot let this go to waste. What do I do? Let me call my standby, my spare wheel. They're going to be very happy that I called, even if it's a last minute thing, and they're going to show up. You know what I'm saying? So it happens both ways. It's not only when, you know,
those a girl cancels on you. I won't lie. It's don't judge me for saying this, right? But it seems like ladies got it going on, because you've got options. Which it's not always necessary. Honestly, I don't feel like you should have options.
That's what creates confusion.
If you're trying to get into a serious type of relationship, I don't think having an option is necessary.
It always distracts you, because you see this thing.
You compare.
When they talk to you about having a specific goal or a target, do you know why they say that?
Yeah.
Because you can be anything. But you have to choose one that you stay loyal to and grow that goal. But if you keep your options open, you will never put your all in whatever you are doing, because you're always thinking, okay, what if I put my all in this
and then
that other option shows up for me, or that other option shows up for me? That's what creates confusion.
The question is, why do you think that way? You're not yet ready yourself.
Because you're insecure, because you're not sure if you are able to handle that kind of goal yourself.
Yes.
You know, you're not sure if you can commit. Let's
this
put this
is
word,
why
commitment.
You need to know exactly what it is that you want. I don't know if we did cover this in that episode of What Do You
Want. That's why I like this answer. Yes. When someone says to me, are you single or are you taken? I prefer to say I'm committed. Because if I say I'm committed, you already know whatever options you're putting on the table,
I don't want them.
I'm never going to commit. It's not my, don't even, get behind me, Satan.
Exactly. Just don't even try me. Don't go away. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so since we've gotten out of it, because I was just like saying that, women, you've got options,
So do men.
How is it that it's so easy for you to bounce back? Okay, yeah, so do men. But like in the examples that you gave, it's like, okay, so if I planned a nice date night with you and then you don't make it, I've got to call, I can call somebody else.
Yeah.
They're so ready. I'm not really scarred. I'm not really, he didn't come. No, unlike with guys, you've seen, I don't know if it's possible that they can do the same, but you've seen these posts where they'd be like, so I went and I bought matanon, yogurts, and chocolates, chips.
You know, in that sense,
and you ain't show up.
Yeah, you end up going to a single mom fundraiser.
So now I'm going to
You know where that is, right?
Single mom fundraiser.
Wait. The strip club.
Because,
you out of options. You had planned. You even drank the right juice. And you did the right things. Were gymming the whole day.
And stuff. You cleaned the room.
You cleaned the room. Exactly. You ain't got to let it go to waste.
You borrowed the room from your friend. You chased them out.
You know what I'm saying? Situations you bought them like that. You know, let them go out somewhere.
Go away for 2 hours, 3 hours.
Somewhere. It always,
Yeah, it's sad. But anyways, moving on to the actual situation that we're talking about. How about those situations where because this is the one topic that it's always heated when it comes to relationship, Valentine's Day, right? They tell you how to spoil your person or what to do on Valentine's Day. So like, if you ain't bring me breakfast in bed and I see somebody else brought them breakfast in bed, now I'm expecting you, or everybody else, but like, no, if he doesn't do this for you, if she doesn't do this for you,
I think the right question is, what is being romantic?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, to you specifically. Because if you're gonna generalize and say being romantic, we know it's always people who don't have relationships who give us advice and tell us about roses and flowers. Whereas some people who are married will tell us being romantic is your husband buying lights, electricity, and groceries,
exactly.
Or getting you a new kitchen. So,
you know what?
What is being romantic to you? You know what I mean?
You know, this is why we always have to come back to this one thing, and I don't know, we actually have to look into it, these love languages, because we're all different as people, you know what I'm saying? So we have different love languages,
different preferences, to put it in a way. We have different princesses.
Princesses. So anyways, we not all the same, because there's people who love physical touch, there's people who love words of affirmation, there's people who love gifts, spending quality time,
people love eye contact. You're not listening to me, John.
But okay, that's not part of them. There's only 5 love languages, and I don't know if I covered them all. See, quality time, physical touch, gifts, words of affirmation.
I don't know. Is it public affection? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, that one would be physical touch. In a sense. Okay, I don't know. Somebody tell me about the 5th one. I forgot about it.
Yeah. Please help us. That's why you guys are there. You can just comment. Drop a comment on the 5th love language. Or just...
We'll just start a conversation in the comments section.
Yeah.
But as I'm saying, right? Let's just say, out of the 5 people that you're trying to tell this general advice to, it's like all of them might have a similar love language. Say that love language is words of affirmation or physical touch, but not all 5 of them are going to have that. So you can't expect me, a person who likes to spend quality time with a person and who doesn't mind, just being told that, okay, you know what, I appreciate you or whatever, and then somebody comes and puts it in my head that no, but they have to buy you lavish gifts. What if I just like a lollipop?
You know, I hit the nail on the head right
the
there.
Thought counts.
First lady, this is why I like this woman. Here's the thing. A few minutes ago, you know what she said? She talked about people who be giving you general advice.
Mm.
Right? And beware. These TikTokers, influencers out here saying, if he doesn't treat me like this, or if he doesn't buy you flowers, he doesn't love you. If he doesn't take you out, he doesn't love you. If he doesn't, that time is not your love language. Now you're out here feeling like you're not fun.
Exactly.
Because you don't like those things that everybody else likes.
Or
now
you
feel
partner.
Pressured. Exactly. Now you start looking at your partner like, did I even choose right? You know what I mean?
Like, whereas, you're not doing it right.
But you are still with them, even though you're questioning, did I choose right? You are
exactly.
still enjoying their company because
that's what you love.
Exactly.
So why is it that you don't sit down and try to figure out why it is that you're still with this person? Because it's not really fair for you to give your all and put all the effort in for me not to actually see that and
that's where it goes to. You end up hearing people saying, I did, after all I did for you.
Yeah.
And then someone says, sometimes love is not enough. Love is enough if they are loving you right.
Exactly. That's the way that you need.
Meh, meh, meh.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you heard it first. If you are being loved right, love is enough. But if you are receiving the wrong love language.
Exactly. You're not going to get it.
You're not going to. Exactly. So that's why you'll be saying love is not enough because, yeah. But hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. In terms of, that question still stands though. What does it mean to be romantic? Because we like to generalize it.
Mm.
We like to think roses means you're romantic.
Yeah.
Yet we have seen that there is a very good number of people who are heartbroken here.
Not if I'm allergic.
Then they get, tomorrow morning they cheat on you today. Tomorrow morning they send you some flowers.
Exactly.
You're like, oh no, that's cute. They cheat on you again before 6 p.m. They buy you flowers again.
So now you got a whole garden.
Exactly.
Of lies.
Toxicity.
Exactly. Toxic garden. It's just like.
But because the world says, the world perceives people who buy you roses as romantic.
Mm.
Now you're scared to let it go because the guy next door likes you. He can't afford flowers, but he likes to take walks with you when the sun is setting.
He'll hold your
somewhere.
Hand in public.
Exactly. He will do anything that you want, but because he is not the ideal partner according to social or the community, you are out here living a miserable life.
Oh, no.
You know, hoping you'll find another guy who can buy you flowers and not cheat on you. You know what I'm saying?
Good luck. Good luck. As somebody who used to go for a certain preference, which was basically stupid and really...
They say what you ordered.
Exactly.
This is what you got.
Exactly. You know.
This reminds me, guys. You know, there was this trend that I saw lately where they're talking about who your childhood crush and what you ended up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to First Lady a few hours earlier on today. We're talking about, you know, there's that thing where there's that phrase where they say the one that got away.
Yeah.
And then you ask yourself, okay, what if I had been with that person, right?
Mm.
Sometimes you might feel like you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you meet them, you'll be like, no, man, God saved me a lot of trouble here. You know what I'm saying?
Dodged a
let bygones
bullet.
Be bygones because I dodged a bullet. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
sometimes you think, you know, those relationships that didn't work out, you're like, I love this person so much, I gave my all, and then you realize in future that no, man, I was just blinded by, you know,
beauty,
yeah,
or six pack,
irrelevant things, like, or I was young, basically, because sometimes you probably your eyes weren't open wide enough to actually realize that no, actually, I'm glad that we ended up the way we did and we broke up, because I could have been stuck miserable trying to make somebody, you know, something that they aren't.
Exactly. Why? Because you were crushing on them on the fact that if, let's say, it was a celebrity you watched on TV, they were perceived to be hot at that time, you know what I'm saying? And you thought, this is what it should be.
I just got a stupid example, a little bit.
Yeah.
You see when you've got, like, Play-Doh, right? And you can make all sorts of things with Play-Doh and it will stand upright. And then you try to do that with Prestig. And Prestig is not meant for those types of things. Especially once you've stretched it out properly and then it starts to slant like this. And then you keep trying to make it straight, but it goes back to that form because it's not supposed to stay upright. So you're taking the wrong material trying to create something
that is not it.
So that's basically general advice for you.
Because you can take a doll and put it on a wall, it's just going to fall right there. Mm-hmm. And you can take plastic and put it on the wall, it's going to stick.
Exactly.
And you are the wall in this case.
You know what?
So
so that's basically what general advice is. You're taking the wrong information, trying to put it into your life, and then you question tomorrow, like, but I'm still not happy.
Exactly.
And then you go back, like, these people are telling me, like, but no, you don't have to listen to everything. That's why sometimes that's you don't have to take all the advice that you get.
That's the whole point of the question, what is being romantic to you? Because most of us, let's be honest, I'm an African. I didn't even know the word romance.
Oh yeah, no, you know what, when you say that, I remember in the beginning of our relationship, you were like, I'm not a romantic person, I don't know nothing about romance.
Yeah, because I...
But it is you today who's thinking of things.
Don't know much about history.
Because I didn't even have to, like...
About you buying milkshakes, guys.
Well, you'll know in the future the reason for that, but hey... They're great. Who doesn't love a shit? But you know, the thing is, I didn't even have to enforce it or push it on him.
It's a love language. Things just happen. It comes from you. Like, I wanna do something.
Exactly.
And if it's being appreciated, you wanna do more. But here's the thing, though.
And you see,
the reason
stick
why
to
we asked
guns.
The question, exactly. The reason why we asked you the question, what is being romantic? And the reason why she made a specific reference to Valentine's is because we, like, people like, I'm not saying everyone, I know there's people who say every day is Valentine's, right? But most people can have a trash year in a relationship. But on the day of Valentine's,
everybody
pulls up their guns and try to be romantic.
Top notch.
Exactly. That's why she meant that, what is Valentine? And then I came up with, okay, I had to emphasize it on what is being romantic, because most of our relationships are being we are losing good things.
Exactly.
Listening to blueprints from people who are not even in relationships.
Or competing,
you know,
with people.
Someone's fantasy, they are fantasizing about someone buying them flowers, then they make it like a man must buy you flowers for him to show, just because that's what you think.
Yeah, that's what
you know?
You want.
Now you're making everybody else who's following you, if you're someone who's influential, everybody's starting to believe that's what it should be, then it doesn't work for them. Then they say, no, Mcholo, the pandemic, where is you, the influencer, is the pandemic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, being romantic, even Valentine's Day must not determine how romantic you can be. If anything, for me, Valentine's Day is a day for me to chill at home and not do nothing, because it's just a day where I'm seeing people spending money for no reason. Because if I'm loving my woman Monday to Friday, 7 days a week, 365,
yeah.
I don't see one day. Why should I celebrate one day? It's like celebrating Father's Day. Because you know, the whole year, we are called dead beats dead until that day.
Yeah, so you know what?
We don't even care no more. Like,
did you hear what he said?
Yeah. So,
did you hear what he said?
Here's the thing. So, the point is, with everything you do, don't put your standards according to other people. Some people might have been hurt by other people, still believing, you know, wanting to get stuck in the past, that my ex used to buy me flowers, so I expect this one to buy me flowers just because you didn't help. That's
exactly.
The whole point.
Yeah, guys, we're just gonna cut it a little short today because
we
have load shedding and things like that taking place.
We had to go
so
all out.
Make sure you're healing and do not just take general advice, guys.
Hola.
Peace out.